Governor Janet Mills announced today that the state is relaxing eligibility rules for general assistance and will allow qualified asylum seekers to apply. The decision comes as more than 350 migrants have arrived in Portland since early June from the U.S. southern border. And local officials say the new rule provides needed funding as many of the newly arrived families relocate to other towns around the state. Robbie Feinberg has more.
The decision from Governor Mills reverses a three-year-old policy put into place by the LePage administration that strictly narrowed the definition of who was eligible for general assistance funds. That money is used by local municipalities to pay for services like housing and medicine, with the state reimbursing 70% of the cost. Under the new rules, families seeking asylum will be eligible if they show they're taking, quote, reasonable good faith steps to apply for immigration relief. Mills says that will help to provide assistance to asylum seekers, including the more than 350 migrants who've arrived in Portland since early June from the Texas border with Mexico, many escaping civil unrest in Africa.
It prompts them and encourages them, those families, to take every reasonable step, every lawful step, to become eligible for asylum status under federal law.
Portland City Councilor Pius Ali describes the announcement from Mills as a relief for his city, which has faced questions about how to provide long-term support for the newly arrived families. He says that the additional state assistance will help individuals to get on their feet in the months ahead.
So it's a win-win situation, in my opinion. We're going to make sure that we've given the support that they need to transition into becoming productive members of society.
The policy change also comes as Portland faces a quickly approaching August 15th deadline. That's when the asylum seekers need to be out of the city's emergency shelter at the Portland Expo building. The city has pre-existing contractual obligations with the Maine Red Claws basketball team, which plays at the center. With limited affordable options within the city, organizations and officials are also looking to other smaller towns nearby for long-term housing. Portland City Manager John Jennings calls the rule change a, quote, game changer for those surrounding communities, as he says the additional assistance will help them provide upfront resources like food and housing.
A city or a town, regardless of where they are, can attract these new workers into their community, initially provide the support at 30%, but recognizing the cost benefit will be that these families are going to be contributing members of their community.
Some of the newly arrived families have already moved to Brunswick, where a developer has offered the use of two furnished houses, rent-free, for at least 3 months. Their town manager, John Eldridge, says the rule change will allow the town to provide more resources to asylum seekers directly instead of relying on donations.
It changes the dynamic from one in which we were looking to coordinate donated services and to one in which we may now be providing services directly.
Eldridge adds that the policy change could also open up more rental housing options within the city that might not have been possible without additional state resources. Governor Mills says expanding the eligibility requirements won't require any new appropriations, and she says the state already has enough money in its general assistance budget to cover the newly eligible residents. Mills is also asking FEMA to provide funds to organizations and towns in the state who have taken in asylum seekers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.